This is TWiT.
So AirTags, what do we know about AirTags? I mean, I think of them as like Tile, the Bluetooth tracker. Yes. But in this case, it will use features that are unique to the iPhone, especially the ultra-wideband chip that allows you to aim the iPhone and things.
Sort of, yeah. I think that ultra-wideband provides much more accuracy than Bluetooth. So you're going to be able to theoretically, you know, get pinpoint the area there. There's questions about whether you can use, I think some of the rumors have been talking about, you know, IDs through your phone. You can look up and see like an arrow.
Like an AR, like an AR. Like yeah, I'm looking like this and is, I get an AR picture of my wristwatch.
Of where it is.
Yeah.
Like it's over there, you know, that kind of thing. What's really interesting, and I don't know what will happen with it, is whether there'll be kind of an infrastructural support for ultra wideband where, you know, or like a convention center or an arena, not that it's that useful right now, but could install these so that if you decide you want to look for something, it could be very, very accurate. And you could figure out like simple things like where's the bathroom, you know, where's the hot dogs?
Yeah.
You know, and part of that becomes also when I really know where you are and I really know what you want, you know, again, when we get back to a point where we're using arenas and stadiums and everything else, being able to load balance users to the, you know, to the right concessions is not a trivial thing. You know, being able to say, I want to, because right now there's, you know, you want to, one of the reasons people don't buy things is because there's going to be a long line. And so if you can tell them where to go, where there won't be a long line, or better yet, just deliver it to them. So if you look at some new arenas, they'll deliver it to you, but it's because they know what seat you are in, you know, because you ordered it on, you know, you bought you manage the ticket in your phone. So they know that you're in J18 and J19. So when you order something like at the Golden One Arena,
Well,
that's already exists. The problem is that so that exists now. So if you go to Golden One Arena,
you don't
in Sacramento,
need an usher anymore. You just follow your phone.
That's the whole thing. Is right now they know what seat to take it to. With ultra wideband, they'd know where to take it to. And so you can imagine being able to, let's say, I mean, with this kind of accuracy, you could get to a point where, you could order a beer at Coachella, and someone would bring it to you. They could find you. You know, like they would just go, you say, I want a beer.
You don't have to say where you are. You just, they follow the AirTag.
And there's an awful lot of people that would pay $3 for that.
Oh,
you know, like three extra dollars on top of the beer so that I didn't have to go wandering around, stand in line, do all those other things. Yeah. And so, you know, ordering
a
hamburger or a beer.
If you get lost in a stadium or a big shopping center somewhere, drop it.
With this installed, you would.
I think it's the privacy stuff, though, is what Apple's trying to engineer. Like, we've had Tile. Samsung has their smart tags now. But a lot of this stuff, like, immediately when Apple becomes involved, it's Wall Street Journal headlines about Apple creates stalker technology. And I think a lot of what we're seeing, both with how they announced Find My, how they announced the API, like the SDK so that other people can make Find My devices, not just Apple, so it's not like an Apple-only story. And now we just saw on iOS 14.5 a pop-up that'll warn you that there has an unknown device that could track
you
on you. I think they're there's a lot of really interesting technologies here. Like the basic way it works is you enlist the device on your Apple ID and then it's recorded on Apple's cloud, but Apple doesn't know it's your device. It's just an entry on the cloud. And then as you're walking around, if you detect a device, it'll alert, if that device is in a Find My state, it'll alert Apple, but it won't tell them what your device is. It'll have the location, but not associated with your device. It won't say the device you're found. It'll just put the ID in a lookup table. And then if you log into iCloud to find your device, it'll match your ID to the lookup table and you'll know where it is. But without knowing who found it, like there's all these protections in place to make it not a stalker technology. But I'm still 100% convinced that will be every headline as soon as it's rolled out.
Well, and
also a bunch of really, really deeper things that Apple put in there. Was it last year or just a few months ago that they have a feature of Find My that could basically say that it sees Bluetooth devices that are around you, and if it notices, hey, there's a Bluetooth device that seems to be following you around, it will like flag it for you and let you know that that could be another like anti-stalker technology. It's going to be interesting to see how they balance not only the privacy stuff, but also to see how far they can leverage that privacy to get people to trust AirTags the way that they may not necessarily trust the tile? Will they be able to say, by the way, if you sew this, sew this into the backpack of your kid, of your 6, 7, 8, 9 year old, it will make sure that you and only you can locate that backpack and locate that kid, but nobody who's not authorized to track that tag could possibly. And that's going to be the sort of stuff they can only leverage if they, just as Renee says, make that case that we are not like any other company. We are privacy first. This is not something that we decided to add on to the feature later on after we designed the U1 chip, after we designed all this other stuff. We started from the ground up with the idea that nobody else but you should be able to track items associated with that chip.
It's really thorny because, like, some people are worried there's like a Bluetooth signal coming off your kid and someone walking around, like people used to walk around looking for RFID and passports or on credit cards or things like that, might just start looking for Bluetooth. And how many Bluetooth signals do you need in one place for them to be sufficiently abstracted away from any one person? And then if you're alone in a field, there's no one around to track you, but you're the only there's so many complexities here that I'm really curious how it's going to play out.
And I think that's why it's so important. It's such a key part of Apple's business model is privacy, that they're going to think through those things. They're going to think hard about them because they're not trying to leverage that any other way. They just want it to be convenient for you to, you know, your device to work really well. And they're not interested in selling you anything or selling your data or selling, you know, that's not where they're coming from. And I think that's why a lot of people may trust it more than many of the other ones that are selling all that data. And so because once you go over the idea of I can trust Apple to do this, or I can trust the process, there are a lot of great things you can do to make things more convenient when you're at a tourist site, to find your the next restaurant, to find the place that you're going, to find each other. I mean, the thing you see, again, if you go, I've worked at a lot of festivals, and when the number one thing you see people doing is trying to find each other. They're all waving their hand. I'm over here.
Yeah.
So that all goes away if you have if ultra wideband is, and you trust it enough, and you decide that that's going to be okay. That literally just disappears. You know, and for parents, I've had a moment where I lost my son at the California Science.
The worst ever feeling, right?
It's just, it was funny. My mother, there could have been like when that happened, this is when my son was like 3 years old. My wife puts out a shriek that I think is an instinctual shriek that attracts all the other mothers.
Oh!
Like all the other mothers, just like it was just like this incredible
invasion
scream.
Of the body snatchers.
Suddenly there were like twelve mothers
coming,
and they just dispersed.
Yes.
They immediately knew
mothers,
what it was. They got They were given an image on the iPhone, and then they dispersed. And he was found in like 90 seconds. You know, like it was, but it was like 90 seconds. That felt like it was years.
Because I lost Abby at Legoland, and I didn't know to make the mother scream.
That's because men are not capable. Of it. It's only mothers that can give that. Couldn't. You can do the scream.
I screamed inside. That's for sure.
So but the thing is that if you think about those kinds of things, that being able to find your kids, being able to find other people that you're just trying to meet, being able to find where you're trying to get to, and then also just creating entire experiences over top of it. I mean, when people come in early for a concert, there could be all kinds of games and other things that are living in the virtual world that have nothing to do with, you know, that you can play and enjoy before you even got to the concert, that are all mapped onto the walls and mapped onto things. But we need to know where you are. We need to be able to reduce what part of the database we have to search to figure out the 3D representation of that. And that's where the LiDAR comes in. And then we can start mapping things onto it. And so there's a lot of really interesting things that are slowly coming together.
So how much do we know, Renee, about these? Do we know what they look like? Do we know the size? Do we know if they use BLE as well as UWB, Bluetooth Lite, or what?
Yeah, I mean, depending on how accurate the leaks have been, we either know a lot or we mistakenly think we know a lot. Yeah. But if we trust everything, like if we go with all of these leaks being accurate, there may be two sizes, but there sounds like there's going to be one that's roughly the size of a bottle cap or a quarter that actually has ultra wideband and Bluetooth LE, at least at one point was engraved on it. And I don't know, I don't ever want to own anything from Apple that has Bluetooth LE engraved on it.
Oh, I remember that picture. Yeah,
yes. Yeah, so that I'm hoping is a hard out. But and the Find My Network was announced at WWDC 2019. I mean, so we're coming up on 2 years on that. And the technology, Apple's done a really good job documenting at least a high level of the technology in their security white papers. And it looks really, really robust. So I know there's going to be headlines. I know they're going to be dragged across the internet. That is good. I want this stuff hammered. I want to know everything about it. And if there is any vulnerabilities, I want them fixed. But I think the underlying technology certainly seems really like privacy by designed, and that makes me happy.
What's the holdup?
There was two initially. So it first came out, I think they might have been slightly worried about the ongoing antitrust issues because Tile was one of the companies that was making those accusations.
Still is, by the way.
And so they announced... Yeah, so they announced that Find My would be open for anybody to use. So instead of being anti-competitive, it's now hugely competitive, but probably mostly for Tile, which is sort of like be careful what you wish for. And then the other one, I think they were worried that with the pandemic, it wouldn't be a useful product. It wouldn't sell well because we're not going out and losing things the way we might. I've used Tile. I've looked at the Samsung stuff. I don't know how much I'll end up using them. Intellectually, I'm happy they exist. Practically, I don't know how much we're all going to end up using them. But I think Apple wanted to wait until we were going outside again before they made them a sellable product.
I have a Tile on my car keys.
Yeah,
and I use it about once a month.
Yeah, I will. buy a ton of these AirTags. So one thing we do know for sure: this is in the beta of 14.5, right? These images.
Yeah.
Keep track of your everyday items. Tag your everyday items with B389, and never lose them again. Add B389. This is in the Find My app. Obviously, B389.
My guess is Beacon.
Maybe it's a Beacon, but it will be replaced when this comes out with probably the word AirTags, tag or something. Maybe Beacon. It's interesting
they didn't hide this better, because sometimes they've accidentally not hidden things. Like there's little flags they can set to hide these things and not have them go out into the beta builds. And this is one of those few times where I wonder if they're there's going to be so much rigmarole around this. We're going to just slowly start seeding it so that a lot of the rigmarole gets handled before the stuff comes out.
There's also
get into Joanna Stern's hands now so that they'll pay for it later.
There's also some weird code that if you lose an item, say you put an AirTag on your keys, you get a notification on your phone. You could tap a button in the Find My app that'll cause the AirTag to chime loudly. The trackers used to do that. I don't know about Tiles, but trackers would do that. It also appears augmented reality, this is from Mac Rumors, will play a role in tracking down lost items. The Find My app might include an AR kit feature. So this is the image that's in, I think, that's in 14.5 of two balloons. There's a string of code. That may be made up because it may just be based on this string of code in iOS 13 that says, walk around several feet and move your iPhone up and down until a balloon comes into view. Maybe they don't look like these balloons. That might just be Mac Rumors fanciful vision.
Well, and the thing is because these beacons are a lot more accurate than Bluetooth, Bluetooth that can be is typically in kind of the 3 to 5 feet range. These are much less than a foot. And so, they can really guide you into exactly where you need to find something. They don't have to beep because they're actually accurate enough to give you a balloon or an arrow or something that is pretty darn accurate.
It's because it's in the couch.
The Apple TV, if the Apple TV controller does not have a U1 chip in it, the new one, I'm going to flip a table.
Because oh my gosh.
I lose that thing so always.
Me too.
And it's under the pillows. And I just need AR to tell me where it is.
Oh my gosh.
I think it's very, very telling that all the rumors that we've been hearing about the AirTags, none of them indicate that there's any kind of a little peeper in it to make noise. That indicates that Apple is very, very confident that if the location of that it pinpoints for you is going to be so good that it doesn't necessarily have to make noise or vibrate.
I think it does make noise.
It does?
Yeah, it has both.
Yeah, that's what the rumor I just read said. So, no one really freaking knows. One of the problems with Bluetooth trackers is Bluetooth itself is only, I think Bluetooth 5 now has a longer range, but it's still just, 100 meters or 150 meters. Mm. So this is what Mac Rumor says, based on code found in iOS, if you lose an item that has an AirTag on it, you'll get a notification on your iPhone. Then you'll be able to tap a button in the Find My... Oh, no, I already did that one. This is the one. If your item is not nearby, in other words, not within Bluetooth range, and can't be located, you put it into lost mode. This is how other Bluetooth trackers work as well. In this mode, if another iPhone user, this is what's different. If you're using Tracker or Tile, it has to be another Tile or Tracker user. And this is why Tile's pissed off. any iPhone user, of which there are a billion, comes across the item, you'll be able to, they'll be able to see your contact information so that they can send you a text or give you a phone call to say, we found it. That doesn't strike me as right. That's a privacy issue right there, isn't it, Renee?
You have to opt in. I believe you have to opt in to be a finder, like, because they're also worried about you. Like, some people are going to be concerned simply by using resources. Like, is my phone like wasting battery with these signals, like with looking for these find things all the time? So I believe there's going to be an opt in for the Find My Network, and you become like a finder who's
and
who's
similarly
okay doing
you'd
this.
Have to say, oh, I lost it. I don't mind if a finder finds it and calls me.
I think that's an option too. I think by default it goes to Apple, and Apple alerts you through
that would be better.
Through the Find My portal.
That would be,
but
much
you can
choose
like the same with your. So the thing is, like, it works. So, like, right now, you could go buy an iPhone SE and throw it in the back of somebody's car and track that thing for like 2 days, or an Android phone and track that thing through. Like, but with this, and it's the same options. If your iPhone is lost, you can just passively go track it, but you can also say, put a message on because I left it in a cab and there's no way I'm going to find it, and I want the, like, it's valuable enough for me that I want.
Yeah, I want the cabbie to call me. Yeah.
Yeah, and privacy is about options. It's not about zero knowledge. Like, in certain situations, it's about zero knowledge, but a lot of situations,
yes,
it's just about consent.
As long as
getting
you consent.
The consent to do what you want.
Yes. You'll also receive a notification as soon as your iPhone. This is, again, this is from an article 5 days ago from Mac Rumors. Everything we know or think we know about AirTags. You'll receive a so consider this all speculation. You'll receive a notification as soon as an iPhone comes across your lost item. So that's what you were talking about, leveraging Bluetooth. Will I be able to? This is an interesting feature. You can set boundaries for AirTags. You can say, here's a safe location.
And you can do that with Tile.
Can you?
Yeah, you can say, well, in the boundaries, you can say, my backpack can't go more than 20 feet from me before I get
a dog. Oh, yeah, Tracker will do that too. Yeah. But this is a little different. It says, if an item with an Apple tag is in a safe location, such as your home, you're not going to receive a notification when it's left behind. In other words, it will not bother you that you've left your Apple TV remote behind. That's where it belongs.
Yeah. Or if you've checked your bag at a theater or something like that.
Yeah. If it leaves the safe location, if somebody steals your Apple TV remote control, you'll get a notification, and you can share.
They're going to, because it's going to have a chip in it, and they're going to want it.
They're going to want it.